Hi, and welcome to the intro video for my new course, How to Love Yourself. Now, I was going to call it How to Be Kind to Yourself because I think that's really one of the key ideas, but I like the idea of love. We can love others incredibly. We have the capacity to love those in our lives with all of our hearts, but we rarely do that for ourselves. We also are rarely kind to ourselves, so it's kind of both. Whichever one appeals to you better, that's really what we're going to be working on this course. But why do this at all? I'm really excited to do this course because I feel this is one of the most important things that we could work on. I worked for years on changing my own habits, but the hard thing was that underneath it was this feeling that I wasn't good enough, that I was inadequate, that there was something wrong with me, and changing my habits was a way for me to make my life better, but also to make myself better, so I could stop disliking myself so much. So I lost a lot of weight, and I was very happy about that, but that actually didn't change my inner dialogue about myself, how I saw myself. Yeah, I was thinner, but as I looked, I found other things to dislike, and I found all kinds of ways to criticize myself, to be harsh on myself. And so it's actually taken me a long time to actually shift that part of myself, of that part where I'm disliking myself and being unkind to myself. But one of the reasons why I find this to be one of the most important things is because I've worked with people on habits for years now, thousands of people, some of them just by giving them content, but others by working with them one-on-one. And I found that giving them the simple steps that worked for me sometimes can help, but other times they just keep sabotaging it in some way. They just don't follow the steps. Like, here are the steps to form a habit, do those. And people try it and then they don't do it. And the reason is because they don't believe in themselves. People, let's say you mess up it for a day or two on doing the habit, you don't meditate for a couple days, all of a sudden you stop doing the habit, even though really logically you should just start again. People just stop doing it because they find they just have this inner dialogue about themselves that says, oh, I suck, I don't want to think about that habit anymore, it's just making me feel really bad about myself. So the problem isn't that they missed a day or two. The problem is that they add all kinds of story to that, all kinds of negative dialogue about themselves to that problem of missing a couple of days. So the problem is actually very simple, just start again. But people add so much negativity on top of that about themselves that they don't even want to think about that habit anymore. They want to push past it and go do something else, do something that makes them feel better, or at least distracts them from that problem. So the problem of feeling inadequate, the problem of not feeling good enough, the problem of feeling that there's something wrong with you, the problem of dissatisfaction with yourself, the problem of being harsh on ourselves, of having these inner critics about ourselves, these stories about ourselves that are very negative, very unflattering, very unloving. This is one of our main problems in life, maybe the main problem for a lot of us. It causes us to not believe in ourselves when it comes to our work, and so we procrastinate. It causes us to not believe in ourselves when it comes to relationships, and so we're not trusting, we're not open, we're not vulnerable. We can get jealous, we can get angry with people because they're not exactly the way that we want them to be. And so this not believing in ourselves actually has a harmful effect on our relationships and those around us. This not believing in ourselves hurts our health because we can't change our habits, we can't get out of it. And actually a lot of the things that we do to harm ourselves, our health I mean, it's actually a way to get away from this feeling of not being good enough, of not liking ourselves. So when I drink too much or eat too much, or I go on internet sites too much, it is a way for me to distract myself from this feeling, this underlying feeling that I'm not good enough, that there's something wrong with me, that I suck in some way. And you can see this in other people very clearly, but actually if you listen to your own inner dialogue, and some of you are aware of this, it actually is a very major problem for a lot of us. I've worked on it for years, I'm still working on it, I have not completely overcome this problem, but I've gotten better at it. And so I want to share with you guys in this course some key practices for learning to see the goodness in ourselves, for learning to see how we're hurting ourselves with our criticisms and harshness, to learn to be kinder to ourselves and compassionate and loving, to start to trust ourselves and see that we are good enough. Even if we do fail, we're good enough to be able to deal with that. So this is not about being perfect. This is not about getting ourselves to a certain place where we're good enough to be loved. It's about seeing that we already are good enough to be loved and redeveloping our relationship with ourselves. And as corny as that might seem, it is so powerful. If you can do this, you can actually do anything. So I encourage you, I highly encourage you to join this course, to work with me for a month and see where it takes you. I think it'll take you to a great place. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.